A historic dry dock at the Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard turned 100 years old this week. Construction on Pearl Harbor's Dry Dock 1 was completed in 1919 at a cost of $74 million in today's dollars. It's the site where two U.S. Navy destroyers damaged in the 1941 Pearl Harbor attack were overhauled. 6 months later, Dry Dock 1 was the location of a repair that's even more famous.
United States Carrier X plows through the troubled South Pacific Ocean.
After the Battle of the Coral Sea in 1942, the heavily damaged aircraft carrier USS Yorktown limped back to Pearl Harbor. A shift captain at the shipyard assessed repairs would take 3 months to complete. Admiral Chester Nimitz gave him 3 days. After 72 hours of round-the-clock work, the Yorktown was back in action and headed for Midway Atoll, where it helped win that decisive battle. According to Hawaiian legend, the waters around the shipyard were once the site of their own great battle, as recounted by Hawaiian practitioner Walter Kawaiʻa at yesterday's ceremony.
Pu'uloa was the site of the largest and fiercest battle between the guardian sharks of Oahu and the marauding man-eating sharks from the island of Hawaii.
The first attempt at building Dry Dock 1 in 1913 resulted in complete structural failure, leading several Hawaiian workers to speculate that the dock was being built on the home of one of those shark deities. After offerings and a Hawaiian blessing, construction began again, this time successfully. 100 years later, it remains critical to the U.S. Navy, says shipyard commander Captain Gregory Burton.
This shipyard is strategically vital in our Navy. There's only 4 public shipyards. This is one of the 4. And when you look between the West Coast and the Far East, what fully capable depot maintenance capabilities there are, you know, this is the only one.
But the shipyard needs billions of dollars in upgrades to remain effective into the future. There haven't been significant upgrades to naval shipyards since the introduction of nuclear-powered vessels in the 1960s and 70s. Hawaii Congressman Ed Case says Congress is aware of the problem.
The role of the shipyard is only going to increase. We are going to have to invest and will be investing billions of dollars here. We always need to remember that it's not just facilities, it's people, it's the personnel. And we have the top talent in the world right here at our shipyard, and we need to keep it that way.
The Pearl Harbor Shipyard is Hawaii's largest industrial employer, with almost 6,000 civilian workers, generating $1 billion in economic activity annually. Congress plans to spend $21 billion on upgrades to Navy shipyards over the next 20 years. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.